Hi, thanks for calling customer service. My name is Amy. May I please have the zip code on the account you're calling about?
49855.
49855. Thank you very much. Just a moment, please. 49855. Thanks. May I have your name, please?
Catalina Herman.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. Would you please verify your shipping address?
Oh, a moment. What was your question?
Would you please verify your shipping address?
622 North 4th Street, Marquette, Michigan.
Alrighty, thanks so much. So see, on the 18th of March, you placed an order for the Keto Ascend and Cleanse to help boost metabolism and reduce appetite. How may I help you today?
Yes, so I, first of all, when I first did that, I didn't intend to pay for the other one, which led it to like $14, $15. And then I just saw that I was charged today almost $100, and I would like a refund.
Okay, well, let's have a look at this. There was a 14-day trial period in which the call is canceled. Otherwise, on the 15th day, you're charged the full price of the items. And we can take 35% off of the charges for you monthly if you want to continue.
I don't want to continue.
Okay. Would 50% monthly be helpful for you to continue?
What's that?
If we offered to cut the cost in half every month for you, would that be feasible for you to continue?
I don't want to continue. I want a refund.
Okay. And, well, unfortunately, we would be authorized to return to the in-trial charges. Now, the $91.89 for the cleanse was declined, so they'll let me... I don't have to reprocess that one. I'll just let that one go. But I cannot return the $92.90 for the keto. I do apologize.
The what?
Okay, so,
how much?
Okay, so $91.98 was attempted to be charged for the cleanse. It was declined. And then there was a charge of $92.90 for the keto that was successfully charged. I can't refund any charges, but the declined charge, typically they make us rebill it or send you to collections, but we're waiving that for you today. What I can do is cancel the account
so that
you will not be charged anything further, and we will no longer attempt to collect on that $91.98 that was declined, okay?
Okay, and can you send me some sort of verification through email that it's canceled?
Absolutely. And because let's see here. Let's see. Actually, you know what? I am required also to give you the cancellation confirmation code over the phone. It's C as in Charlie, 3, B as in boy, F like Frank, C like Charlie, 7, D like David, F like Frank, 49.
Okay, and then you can also send that through email?
Yes, I can request that an email be sent to you. Let me see, because they don't typically, there's not an automatic email that goes out, but I am going to request that one be sent to you. So if you'll please remain on the line with me, I do have to fill out a quick little form to request that.
Okay.
Sorry. Takes a couple of seconds.
You're fine.
So let's see. Make sure you get that. Okay. We are requesting an email regarding cancellation of the account. Okay. So luckily the bank declined that other charge because I feel so bad that I can't return those. I'm just glad that it wasn't both of them. I know those rough. Okay. Almost done. Thank you. Okay. So please send email regarding the cancellation of account. All right. I've got that request in for you. You should receive an email within 24 hours. Would there be anything else I can help you with?
That's it.
All right. Well, thanks so much for calling customer service. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.